Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting second. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Amado Samuel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting third. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor bunts towards the mound. Stallard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a pop-up towards third. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is hit by the pitch. Thomas moves to second. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran takes first base on ball four. Samuel moves to second. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive towards short. Moran reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wine moves to second. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wine scores. It's 1-0, Phillies. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-1 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Samuel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Moran hits a line drive towards the mound. Bunning catches it and throws to first to double up Samuel. Two outs. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0-for-1 in the game. Stallard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Stallard reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stallard scores. Cranepool moves to third. It's Mets, 1, Phillies, 1. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0-for-1 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wine strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunning is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonder strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Stallard scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonzalez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies 1. The Mets will come to bat. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Samuel strikes out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moran is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Callison moves to second. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 2 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Callison moves to third. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 2 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cranepool hits a line drive into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Wine reaches second base with a double. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 2 in the game. Bunning bunts towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Samuel covering, for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness juggles the ball. That's an error on Harkness. Wine moves to third. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Phillies. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Cater now playing left field. Ruben Amaro now playing first base. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Elliott strikes out. One out. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Amado Samuel. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. John Stevenson pinch hits for Al Moran. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 4, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.